Hey, everybody, guess what time it is? It's time for another Flock and Gather podcast. It's Alan Scher. You guys know me. I run the Spa Industry Association. I'm back. I have one of my favorite vendor partners with, and actually one of my favorite gals. I have my favorite vendor partner, but they have been so good to people over the last year. We had to do part two because Michelle talks so much. So say hi to Michelle Neuringer. She is Director of Product at Mind Body. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm looking forward to talking with everybody today and being back on the podcast. This is
well,
so
Michelle,
much fun.
Yeah, last time we did this, it's like I went, wait, 18 minutes flew by. I didn't get to half the questions I wanted to ask you.
No.
And you guys have been just so prevalent during the pandemic and so face forward for many, many, many of the 70,000 clients we have, plus your own. But I want to, before we get into that, I want to talk to you about, I just told you I'm talking with Bruce Schoenberg all the time, who owns the Oasis Spas in New York. And he's still telling me what a ghost town it looks like. And it hurts my heart because I have three favorite cities in the world. The one I'm living in, London, and New York City. New York and London are like you can walk everywhere. They're like the centers of the universe. I miss New York. I miss going to Ben's Deli.
It's coming back. Actually, over the holiday break, the January winter break, we decided that we would, put some money back into Manhattan, and we were tourists in our own city. I live in Brooklyn, but we did the whole Manhattan experience, and we got a hotel on the Upper West Side, and we went to all the museums, and we ate outside in the frigid cold, and we are so excited for Manhattan to come back. But in Brooklyn, not ghost town, not at all.
No, I mean, in fact, the city.
Yeah, the city it's going to get there, but
nobody holds New Yorkers down. That's what I love about New York. Nobody puts you cannot hold New York down. In fact, we have a good friend. They have a baby, so they wanted to get out of the city, but they just bought a home up in Connecticut. That's a whole story in itself, how they had to bid 10, 20, 50 grand overpriced without seeing the house.
They waive the inspection and they
just to buy a house. Right. And you better come prepared with the letter that says you have cash in the bank or forget about it. But he told me they sold their, I don't know what it is, 850 square foot apartment in New York for $1,100 a square foot. And they got asking price, and he was amazed because he thought, who's buying property in the city? But people are also looking at this as an opportunity, right? To buy property and be part of New York.
I would. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know. I love it. By the way, speaking of Brooklyn, didn't tell you this last time, but when I was 10 years old, my dad took me to Peter Luger's for steak dinner.
Still there, right?
It is still there. Yeah. It's an amazing institute. Well, that whole area has been regentrified because back, I'm not telling you how many years ago, 52 years ago, when I was 10, they made you wait inside the door while the two super hulky guys went outside to get the cab. When the cab came around, and then one would stand at the cab. That's what used to go on under the bridge there in Brooklyn until everyone was safely in the car. And then they would go back inside and get the next people waiting for a cab. Now you see people pushing babies. Brooklyn is beautiful. I love Brooklyn.
Completely different world.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in a brownstone in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, which is a beautiful block that the brownstone used to be a crack house. I mean, it's just, and what has happened over the last 10, 20 years is absolutely phenomenal. So I'm so excited that, you know, all these parts of Brooklyn really coming alive, super diverse, safe, family oriented, green.
Yeah.
Great.
You know,
I love
people used to say to me, now I've been going to New York a long time because I was in the shmata business. For those who don't know, that's the clothing business in Yiddish. My dad had 8 stores in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So a lot of the trade shows were to New York City, and he took me a lot when I was younger. But as I became an adult, although that's questionable if you ask my wife, she thinks she has 4 kids, not 3. But the going to New York for me was always exciting. Michelle, I've never felt unsafe in New York. To me, I think And people always say New Yorkers are hard. I never saw it. What, years ago before GPS on your phone, I remember holding a map out, trying to orient myself. Two people stop, go, what are you looking for? We'll show you where it is. I mean, it was like, it's a beautiful town. I love you guys. I love New Yorkers and I love New York. Okay. So I can't wait to come back.
And I love schmatas. Lots of schmatas. Still in New York.
And I want to go to Ben's Deli, and there's so many other places on my list I've gotta catch up with. So we'll
as soon as it's safe enough to do so, come right out.
And I see IECSC has their show planned, and I think it's August to come back to New York. So I might not get back before then, but I'll certainly look forward to it.
Amazing.
Okay. Let's talk about what Mind Body has done. Sure. You guys were so fast and so early in helping people in the pandemic. And we had clients write into us and say, you know, your vendor, sometimes they say Booker because they forget that you got Booker, Mind Body. They get
one happy family.
It's one happy family. So they say Booker and they might be meaning Mind Body, or they might mean to say Mind Body online, and they forget. But they were saying, we love their approach and how they've been helping with the pandemic. So can you tell our how did it start and what exactly were you doing? Because you've obviously endeared yourself to our industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been exhilarating. It's also been scary because it was March and April. It's like, what can we do to help our customers? And some were closed and we didn't know for how long. And some closed and they opened and they had to shut again. So it was understanding how to help all of our businesses through multiple phases, where each of the phases was, you know, we didn't know the amount of time. So we said, we need to help our businesses pause, right? You need to shut down. What does that mean for your customer base? You might need to suspend your memberships. You might want to extend those out, you know, those outstanding gift certificate expiration dates so that your customers can come and use their gift certificates, packages. You want to communicate with your customers. Hey, we're closed this week, but we hope to reopen soon and we'll let you know. And here's what you can do in the meantime to support us, rescheduling appointments that are on the book. So we really knew that that was a really important body of work to help our businesses really just pause and wait. But then we realized, well, wait a second. So you're shut down. How can we help you while you're closed bring in revenue? What are some ways that we can help you pivot in this state where you're not open yet? So maybe you sell products at the front desk. How can we help you move those products online? Can we help connect you to various e-commerce integration? What about Shopify? How can we quickly help you with that? We even spoke to a customer. This was so interesting. We spoke to a customer who did a lot of research that they had been manufacturing their own products, and they pivoted during COVID to manufacturing hand sanitizer because they had the warehouse. Yep. So interesting. And then finally, we didn't know when they were going to reopen, and we knew that it was different state by state. But we wanted to make sure that when you do reopen, how can you make it safe for your clients so they really feel comfortable coming back?
Wow. Okay. Let me just rehash a few things. It's a mouthful, right? When you think about how the last year has sort of disappeared on us. And as you and I are doing this, Michelle, we're seeing the numbers drop like a rock. States are opening. Mask mandates are becoming, what do they call it? You can wear them if you want or not wear them. Your choice, personal choice along the way. So I think we're in stage three. Let's hope and pray that it stays that way. But let me go back to the pause for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed how many personal friends I have who have packages and memberships who did not cancel them, who said, I just want to keep supporting the place that I go, even if I'm not going. And they paid the monthly fees without ever going.
That's loyalty. That means that you understand your business. When you have those loyal clients, it says you're a part of the community. You are such an essential service. We're going to keep you open. We've heard that I'm going to forget the name. I'll tell you next time. I spoke to a day spa down in Virginia that it was the same thing. The community outpouring to say, don't cancel my membership. Don't extend my package. Keep it. We want to see you open on the other side of this. Absolutely true.
And by the way, did the same thing at the place I go. I mean, I think it's just the nature of the beast in our industry. We're very oriented to supporting. This is I'm in several businesses. This is the most supportive business I've ever been in my entire life. So God bless us all in our business, right?
Right. But at the same time, from a business perspective, you want to give your customers the option because people are hurting, right? And and the idea of seeing a recurring membership, you know, for your, whether your gym or your salon, that could hurt, right? So they needed to make sure that they were going out and saying, we know that we're in this together and we're going to offer a deposit. Absolutely.
Hey, let me talk about retail with you for a minute, because I know your software is so interactive in that regard, and you're just set up to help people sell. It's funny. I don't think they look at you as with the word selling in mind, but at the end of the day, you guys are really great at helping people sell retail.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some people consider our whole product a point of sale, and some just think about checkout as being just a small part of the process.
Yeah. So let me mention that part because I think it's so critical. And for people who have known me and I have spoken on retail between Beijing and London and everywhere in between. So it's close to my heart, especially because I grew up in the retail business, right? We had some spas who told, you know, Michelle, I always have to say this. I say spa, but it's our whole wellness industry, right? Spa, salon, resort, yoga studio, aesthetics, whatever it is.
One happy family.
Yep. I had spa people who told me retail helped them pay all their bills and keep their employees engaged because they had good setup, good online. Vendors were still shipping products. On the other end of it, and I think it was an awakening for a lot of people, I've got a friend, they have a spa up in northern Michigan, big spa, big resort spa. Never had retail selling. They start hammering away on their technical people that says, we need an online, we need to sell retail. And they sent out these email blasts and they just literally busted to the whole area. You know, you can now buy products on. She said the first day they went live, they sold a hair over $1,000 worth of retail. And she was mad at herself for all of the years they never had an online site, but they woke up all of a sudden and realized how critical integrating software with retail and being able to sell online has become.
Oh yeah. And that is going to continue. It's not just about that opportunity. If you take that opportunity when you at checkout to sell a product, it's about following up with an email. These are, you know, this is the serum that we use during your facial and we can offer it to you at a discount or ways to sort of continue the routine and the upkeep at home. There's lots of opportunities. And there's some businesses where they want to sort of foray into developing their own special blend of products that are very specific to them and have them extend their brand. I order from Milk and Honey Spa in Texas because I really love
the Milk and Honey team. Yep.
Right. So because of the special, you know, kind of smaller batch stuff that they make. So it's a great opportunity. And especially around Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, maybe you would have purchased a gift certificate to the spa. If the spa is closed, you can purchase that spa at home kit.
I bought my wife a car. Is that the same thing or no?
I bet we don't even get to the content, but I have to say, representing Booker, Brooklyn, Monday was my husband's birthday and I took him for a couple's massage.
Love it.
At Body by Brooklyn, my customer.
Yep.
And booked the couple's massage online. And it came along with, some time in the hot tub and the cold tub and the sauna, lots of social distancing. We're the only people in the hot tub. They gave us the free champagne.
I love it.
And I said to him after, I was like, wow, this is the first date night we've had in a year. It is so great to come back to self-care. It was so great.
Who watched the children?
Got a babysitter.
Perfect.
It was a surprise. And
how much do babysitters cost today?
Too much, but worth it with every penny.
Yes, they are, right? Because it's about peace of mind and you've got to have peace of mind.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also about your precious children. So
let me jump from it. See, this is the problem with you. We're already almost 15 minutes in. I haven't covered six things I want to talk to you about. So I got two of them real quick here.
Okay.
One, Okay, spas are reopening.
Yes.
One or two or three key things about reopening.
Well, I want to take you through, I'll go through this fast, but I want to talk to you about what we're calling the contactless journey or the low touch journey.
Yes, that was my second thing.
Okay. So this is really, okay, Michelle, you're taking your husband to the spa, but I'm not feeling like I'm ready to go back. So how can you reassure me that these spas are really taking all the precautions to keep me safe? And here's what I would say. First of all, we're seeing such an uptick in self-booking, right? So go online, see available times, or go to the MindBody app, or text to book to make sure that you get that time that's right for you, that gives you the time to really to get there, to understand if it, cancellation policy, if you're not feeling well, what happens there, all of it, it's in your control, right? Now, during that, you know, during this online booking process, there's the opportunity to enter your credit card, maybe pay a prepaid deposit. Maybe if you feel comfortable, even set what your default tip preference is. And why is this important? It's that clients don't have to bring their wallet. They can just float out of the spa after and not have to worry about going back to the front desk, taking out their credit card, touching a pen from the clean bin and then putting it in the dirty bin. It's like, it's all contactless. So online booking, so important. Next, you know, between the time that you book the appointment and you come in, this is already, you're seeing this for doctor's appointments, you're seeing it for hair, you're seeing it for spa. You get the link in the email to fill out the form. It's kind of commonplace. You expect that prior to your visit, answer these questions, sign, and that could be used to gather preferences or just to do a simple COVID waiver, right? And not only does that help eliminate the waiting room, but it's really going to drive efficiency. So we talked before the pandemic to spas. They're like, we're going to purchase 12 iPads for our waiting room. So when our clients get there, they can fill out forms, and they don't need to do that now because we'll just shoot you off a link. You can fill it out on your own phone. You can do it prior to getting there. You don't have to worry about the waiting room. It's so safe.
Michelle, we have to now do part three because I have too many questions. But I got to tell you, isn't it weird to think that filling out a form on an iPad is archaic? Like, why can't I fill it out from home on my own computer? I don't want to sit down and fill out a form. I just saw on one of the big Hospitality 360 is the site about the touchless entry to hotels now. How everything is going to be in advance. You should be able to do the key on your phone. There's just no reason to stand in line at the front desk. You just don't need to.
Right. And there were a select few that were going after this innovation before, but COVID kind of made it essential. Checking in is the same thing. Checking out, booking your next appointment. Why do you need to go back to the front desk? We can just text you with your next time and say, hey, would you like same time next week? Sure. And then you're on your way out. So these efficiencies are really going to continue. They really will.
Contactless, low touch, very important. Things like pick your time and prepay and add the tip and fill out the forms online. I swear in the next few months, if not the year, we'll look back and go, well, why wasn't it always like this? So, right? Good stuff.
Yeah.
We've been speaking today with Michelle Neuringer. She is director of product at, and it's a nice family, MindBody, MindBody Online, Booker. She's in gorgeous Brooklyn, New York, and I miss it so much. Michelle, I'm going to look forward to doing another one of these with you. So thank you for the time today.
That's great. All right. Take care.
Talk soon. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.